insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome again, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, in this program, we will try to understand a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ.
We're explaining verses 30, 31 and onward, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to describe the platform in which the creation of Adam happened in. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to the angels that He will create a creation, a being on earth that will be His representative, will represent Him in His traits on the earth, and they inquired what is the purpose of that. This creation will be causing corruption and shedding blood on earth, and if the purpose of this creation is to create a being that would have the capacity to understand the magnificence of the Lord and to celebrate His praise and proclaim His sanctity, then the angels are already doing that. So why wouldn't they be the representatives of God, those who represent God in His attributes, in His traits? In verse 31, we started to explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the angels that Adam, the human being, the first human being, is a being at a different level. And what he can understand, what he can do, is something that even the angels would not be able to do. And we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches him all the names. And we said that we were trying to explain what these names were. As some Mufassirin commentaries have mentioned, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to make the angels understand that this creation is different, it is so magnificent that that being would be the only being that would be able to represent God. To explain that, and then to only teach Adam of some names, some words, and to go to the angels and say that you don't know what these words are, and because Adam knows what these words are, that's why he is better than you. He deserves to be prostrated to by you. This does not seem to be matching what the context is. It seems like that as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He taught him all the names. What are these names that you can give him all of the names? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach Adam every single word in any dictionary, in any language that we speak of today and in the future until the day of judgment? That seems not to be true. It seems like, as we said, and the commentaries say, and based on some of the narrations that we have, these names refer to magnificent creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that their watered down version are all the blessings that we get on earth and all the other blessings as well that any being gets. Those creations were presented to Adam and he understood it. It says, عَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءِ. He learned them, he understood them, all of them. Then he took those creations and he presented the creations to the malaika, the angels, and told them, can you tell me what these are, these magnificent creations? They couldn't understand, and therefore they said, well, at the end of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after presenting those creations to the angels, فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful, if you think that you are worthy of being my khalifa, my representative, then tell me what these creations are. What they replied to is, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكْ. They said, immaculate are you. لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, you are the all-knowing, the all-wise. In other words, they said, we do not know. We only know to the level of our creation, and our creation does not have the capacity to understand these things. At this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ
قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. He said, O Adam, inform them of their names. At this point, it's interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say that Adam teach them those names, which would mean that he would cause them or he would help them understand and comprehend what those creations are. But at this point, just says that give them the news, anbi'hum, inform them. Okay, inba in Arabic is to give the news of. You may not understand exactly what it is, just saying that this is this type of being. This is a sort of being that is so and so. You define it. He defined those asma. He explained them in that way. But they still didn't have that level of comprehension that Adam did to be able to understand those magnificent creations. And at this point, فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. When Adam told them of those names and that he understood them and they still didn't have a correct understanding of those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Did I not tell you that I know the unseen in the heavens and the earth? وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. And that I know whatever you disclose and whatever you were concealing. It is interesting. What is this verse referring to? It says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you ma tubdun, whatever you disclose, and wa ma kuntum taktumun, what you were concealing, what have they concealed. There are two things that have been concealed here that we explained very briefly, pointed to very briefly about one of them, but the other one is a point that the following verses will start to explain. One point that was concealed was what the angels had concealed. When they said, well, why are you creating such a being, such a creation that will cause corruption? We are already glorifying you. We are already proclaiming your praise and celebrating your praise. What they had in them, in their minds, what they had concealing, what they were concealing was this, that why aren't we the khulafa? Why aren't we the representatives of God? There's another thing that's being concealed here, and that is, we have to explain that Iblis, which was one of the jinn that had worshipped God to the extent that he was amongst the angels, he was also involved here in this conversation between God and the angels. So he was amongst the angels, and he was also concealing something in him. When he saw that God is saying that he is going to be Adam, this creation that will be created on earth from soil, is going to be the representative, and not him and his kind, the jinn, at this point, he did not want to accept that. That was the rejection of that was what was being concealed by Iblis. And that's why in the following verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about ordering the angels, which include Iblis as well, to prostrate to Adam, at the end it says, Aba wastakbar wa kana min al-kafirin. Iblis refused and acted arrogantly, and he was one of the faithless. He was that before. In other words, in Arabic, it just says that he did this. He refused at that point. He refused to prostrate. He acted arrogantly at that point, but he used to be kaf min al kafirin. He used to be one of the faithless before this point, which is what this verse is referring to as him concealing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I know the unseen in the heavens and the earth, and I know whatever you disclose and whatever you were concealing. I know all of that. At this point, as we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the angels see that this creation is superior to them, it is a creation that has an understanding, the capacity to understand things that they would not be able to comprehend. At this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Inshallah, the explanation of this verse we will have to leave for the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا حي يا قيوم 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 يا حي يا قيوم